the Red Zone with Cliff Kingsbury every Monday here on Bickley and Murata. That time is now as the head coach joins us at the Dignity Health Arizona Cardinals Training Center. Two straight wins for you. Your Houston Astros are looking good. Three wins away from a World Series. Everything's good in Cliff Kingsbury land, huh?
It's a good day. It's a good day. Hopefully we can keep that train rolling.
To get the win yesterday, obviously, and I made the point to Dan earlier, it felt like at one point in that game when you guys go up 17, that maybe things were going to get sideways the other direction, that you know, it would turn into a blowout. Why didn't that happen? And how concerned are you about the comebacks the last 2 weeks?
That's a really good football team. We knew their backs were against the wall. We knew they had great offensive talent. And that quarterback was league MVP a couple years ago. And once they got rolling, it was just hard to slow them down. And we knew that could happen. But we had to do a better job of finishing the last 2 weeks. We've had a chance to put teams away and haven't. And that's something as a team we have to grow into and be better at. Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts as a offensive guy and a head coach on adaptation and evolving this offense? Because it sure looks like you have not remained rigid to one certain methodology, that you've kind of kept incorporating what works, pairing out what doesn't, maybe more power sets, all that stuff. Just your thoughts on how a coach must evolve.
It's all been a process, and I'm big on, and always have been, trying to adapt to your personnel and trying to maximize each player you have to the best of their ability. And I think that's the job of a coach. And so we may have started one way and had some trial and error and seeing where that went, and then we're trying to evolve to be the best version of ourselves. And I think our guys are understanding who we can be as an offense, and when we're playing downhill and not having the negative plays, it's definitely increased our chance of being successful.
Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Cardinals, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. And we went over it a lot during the preseason. You guys played it pretty close to the vest. But starting with the opening game against Detroit and then what we saw yesterday from your offense in terms of your play calling and your flexibility in the play calling, how much more comfortable are you now from even 5 weeks ago?
I would say I'm more comfortable in that I know how to call it for our quarterback better than I did week one. Mm-hmm. I think we have a comfort level now together of what he likes, how he likes to be coached on game day and talk through things. And it's just a process that will continue to evolve over the entire year. And as a unit, as a coaching staff, I think guys are getting more comfortable in what we can be, and hopefully it just continues to improve.
When something changes in that process between you and Kyler, who is usually initiating that? Is it a 50-50? Is he coming to you and saying, hey, I don't like this too much?
I'm always asking, and you know, he's not that forthcoming sometimes.
Yeah. Because pull it out of him.
He's a competitor, and he wants to just make everything work, and I appreciate that about him. But I think we're starting to develop more of a, hey, I just want to call what is best for you. Mm-hmm. And he understands that and the trust is being built, and hopefully that continues.
I really like the demeanor you've had from day one, because there have been a lot of people who've taken shots at this new paradigm here at Steve Keim's vision of it all, and you've kind of stayed way, way away from that. When you get asked about your offense, it's clear you don't want to go into too much depth about it. Darren Urban used the word cautious to describe how you respond to those kind of questions. Tell me about that. Why are you that way? Do you just want to keep a low profile? Do you not want any of this to be about you?
Yeah, it shouldn't be. I've coached long enough and called plays long enough to know it's about your personnel, and you can draw up the best plays in the world that you think in your head, and if you don't have the cats to run them, it's not going to look very good. And so I got over myself when it comes to play calling and offense a long time ago, and now I try to make it about the players. And like I said, I want to maximize them and put them in situations to be successful.
Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Cardinals, our guest here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. So the way the game ends yesterday, Bryant misses the extra point. You guys have the 1-point lead. But I'm guessing if it came down to that scenario, tie game with you and Kyler Murray having the ball with a minute 53, you're confident you're going to win every game, aren't you?
No question. We would have liked that situation, and we would have went for it on that fourth down. You have 6 inches to seal the game there at the end. You know, we wanted it in our hands, and luckily that the spot was upheld.
All right, when talking to Max Williams, we asked him if a head coach sort of is a reflection of the team, what does Cliff bring to this? And he said passion. He said, you're the first one there in the morning and the last to leave. I know you're an early riser. You get here really early. Are you really the last one to leave every night? Is that important to you?
I don't keep tabs, but I try to make sure if guys are still here grinding away at it that I'm around and they can see me and know that, hey, if they're paying that price, I'm willing to pay it right here with them.
Is there ever a time where somebody is grinding it late night and you're like, all right, this isn't
no, yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
I mean, you have your point where you give up.
Yeah. <You're> like, right.
You just justify it. They're not being very efficient today is how you justify it. But no, I like to grind away with everybody. And I think they understand that we're on this together. And I don't try to stand on a soapbox with our staff or our players. And we're only as good as each other. And I think our guys understand that's the way I coach and that's the way I kind of operate.
What do you think the level of belief now is in the locker room, just about where this is going? Because after the game, Fitz was, he looked at me and he was just kind of yanking my chain a little bit. But he's like, who says we can't win 10 games in a row? Now, no one's making that a goal or predictions or all that, but it just speaks to the belief that I don't think there's a team on your schedule that you guys don't think you can beat right now. Do you feel that way?
It's a good group of veterans and football guys.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best way I can put it. They practice hard. They work hard. Even when we weren't getting the results, they were showing up to the facility with great attitudes and giving us everything they had. And that's, I think, as a staff, when we knew that we had a chance, if we could get some bounces and have things go our way. In this league, every week's going to be tough. We understood that. But they continue to show up. They continue to work hard. And it's given us a chance to win a couple in a row and hopefully build off that.
All right, your defense has made things a little bit too interesting. Obviously, you've been handicapped. What do you presume the impact of Pat P is going to be to your team?
Anytime you get back one of the best players in football and one of the best corners of all time, it's going to be positive. And to be able to say, hey, Pat, you got this guy, and roll coverage the other way at times and do different things is huge. He brings a lot of swagger. He brings a lot of competitiveness to our team, and so you can't put a price tag on what that means to us.
Yeah, I know you're happy about Patrick coming back, but I think it's fair to assume that Vance Joseph is probably even happier than you.
Yeah, he was calling him early this morning.
Yeah.
And talking through what time he was going to be here. And so everybody's fired up to have him. And I know he's fired up. I know he's been working really hard. We haven't had a chance to really talk to him at all until today. And it's just fun to have him back.
How much was Vance Joseph's ability to call defense affected by that absence?
There's no question. When you're talking about rolling out, you know, your third and fourth corners now, or your first and second corners, and so that means your fifth guy is your nickel. I mean, that's a tough call for him on any given play. And so now you get Pat back. We still don't have Robert back yet, but you get Pat back, and through that, it could be a blessing because Murphy's got a bunch of reps and had to cover number ones, and hopefully can move Brock back to the slot where he's most comfortable. And so there's some things that we feel like we have more flexibility now, but it gave us a chance, even though it was tough, to find out, you know, who we had back there and let some young guys develop.
As an offensive guy, do you find your creativity energized by this running back tandem that you have? Because it seems to be adding something to the mix here.
I do. I've seen it since the first day I got here that they both have unique skill sets, and we had to find ways to maximize both of them. We didn't do a great job early on. Like I've said all along, we got behind big and went to 10 personnel. We're throwing it, you know, for the back half of the first three ball games. But here lately, we've stayed on schedule. It's allowed us to mix those guys in, and both guys are playing at a high level.
The offensive line this season has been maligned, and that predates your time here. It's been under the microscope for a long time. But when you have a game like yesterday where your quarterback doesn't get sacked, there's one negative play, there's no quarterback hits on Kyler Murray, what does that kind of performance do to the confidence level of that offensive line?
Yeah, and I think particularly at the beginning of this year, we were taking a bunch of unnecessary hits and sacks, and Kyler would be the first one to admit to that. I mean, he was trying to do probably too much and getting used to the speed of the game, and so they were getting a bad rap on some of those things. But anytime you have a game, particularly against a front like that, where you have zero quarterback hit, zero sacks, I mean, you're playing at a high level, and it gives you a chance to be successful.
You had mentioned yesterday that there are times you like to see Kyler maybe crack a smile when he comes to the sidelines, but he's just so, I don't know, he's just so laser-focused that it seems that maybe, well, I'll just ask you, where do you see the level of enjoyment that Kyler takes from the game? Is it
just
winning?
He just loves to win.
Yeah.
I mean, he loves to win. He could genuinely care less about anything other than winning the football game. And he'll be the first one to tell me, hey, let's run the ball here, because he thinks that's what's best for the team. And it's unique to see that type of competitive nature throughout the game. He wants to win so badly that I think at times you don't see the smile, but winning is what drives him and what he gets joy from.
You got another opportunity to rest Christian Kirk. I know there was some you know, whether or not he'd be able to go was up in the air. Zach Allen, another player in that category. Would you feel confident about having them back for Sunday?
We're hoping both guys will be back. I'm not sure we're going to be smart with both guys. Both have some of those injuries that are truly day-to-day, and it'll be late in the week before we know.
All right, how else did you come out of the game injury-wise?
It looks good.
It does, yeah,
it looks good. Nothing major report, and so that was a real positive.
Any special theme this week about dealing with prosperity or anything else you got these guys focusing on?
We talked today more so about if you have a chance to kind of put a team away, we got to find a way to do that. The last 2 weeks we've had opportunities, had drives in the second half, whether it's offense or defense, to really seal a victory and haven't done it, and we have to learn how to do that as a team.
Well, Coach, thanks for stopping by. As always, congratulations on the win. Best of luck in New York. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, fellas.
All right, thanks Cliff. Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.